This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a bilateral meeting with South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Johannesburg. In a social media post, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the meeting was warm and productive. Mr. Modi congratulated President Ramaphosa and South Africa on the successful G20 presidency. Discussions focused on deepening cooperation in areas including trade, investment, mining, critical minerals, artificial intelligence, digital public infrastructure, skill development and food security. Both leaders also explored initiating exchanges of youth delegations to further strengthen technology collaboration and people-to-people ties. Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar held a telephonic conversation with the Foreign Minister of Ukraine, Andriy Sybiha. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated his briefing on the ongoing developments related to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. He reiterated India's support for an early end to this conflict and the establishment of an enduring peace. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India and Israel are considering implementing their proposed Free Trade Agreement or FTA in two phases to ensure early benefits for the trade community of both countries. He said it is quite possible that they may come out with the first phase on an FTA so that they can kickstart the benefits faster. Mr. Goyal said India is emerging as a trusted friend and a reliable partner of the world.
We also spoke with their finance minister. He expressed satisfaction that the bilateral investment treaty has now been executed between the two countries, and I believe this marks the beginning of a new era of trade relations. We must first decide how both countries can benefit from this FTA, what facilities we will provide, and what benefits we will receive here. All these things will emerge from the discussions now. There is a possibility that we may finalize the first phase of the FTA first and finalize the entire FTA in two phases.
Or two phases mein is pure FTA ko final.
India and Israel on Thursday inked terms of reference to formally launch negotiations for the agreement. The Home Ministry has said that the proposal to simplify the central government's lawmaking process for the Union Territory of Chandigarh is still under consideration with the government. In a social media post today, the ministry said no final decision has been taken on this proposal. It said the proposal in no way seeks to alter Chandigarh's governance or administrative structure, nor does it aim to change the traditional arrangements between Chandigarh and the states of Punjab or Haryana. The Home Ministry said a suitable decision will be taken only after adequate consultations with all stakeholders, keeping in mind the interests of Chandigarh, and there is no need for any concern on this matter. The commemoration of 350th year of martyrdom of Sri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji has begun at the sacred land of Sri Anandpur Sahib for 3 days starting today. Devotees from across the country and abroad are reaching to offer their prayers during their historic ceremonies. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today attended the centenary celebrations of Sri Satya Sai Baba at the SSS Hillview Stadium in Puttaparthi, Andhra Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President praised Sri Satya Sai Baba as a global symbol of peace, love and selfless service. In badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has clinched the Australian Open 2025 men's singles title in Sydney. This marked his first title of the year. Lakshya stunned 26th-ranked Japanese Yushi Tanaka 21-15-21-11 in the final clash today. India lifted the inaugural SBI Women's World Cup cricket for the blind after a convincing 7-wicket win over Nepal in Colombo. Chasing a target of 115, India reached 117 for 3 in 12.1 overs to seal the title in a commanding fashion. The victory marks a significant moment for the women's cricket, with India becoming the first team to claim the new global title. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast shallow to moderate fog over northeast India and Uttar Pradesh for the next 5 days. It has predicted heavy rainfall for Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal during the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.